Deepa, as you know, it is apple season here in New England, where I am and where you are in California.
Oh, yes, Robin. But I got to say, pretty abruptly went from an inundation of peaches and nectarines to zero peaches and nectarines and lots of apples. And I'll be honest, Robin, I'm mourning the loss of the sweet peaches.
Ah, but sweet apples. And here and now, Chef Kathy Gunst may help you through your loss because she's here with some great apple recipes and a new title. Welcome, Nani Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much. I became a grandmother yesterday to Lily Nancy.
Oh, how's everyone
so
doing?
So exciting.
How's everyone doing?
Very, very well, thanks. And now the weirdest segue into apples, right?
Well, I'm thinking this child won't want for family recipes.
That's so, for sure.
Yeah, let's talk apples. What are some of your favorites to cook with?
Oh, boy. I mean, there are literally over 7,000 varieties in the world. So I like looking for heirloom apples this time of year, or unusual ones that have spicy, cinnamony, juicy. I mean, you know, I love Cortland's for cooking. I love Gala's. Ginger Gold is a favorite. It's kind of a very crisp, sweet, mild apple. There's Gravenstein, Stein, mm-hmm. Honeycrisp, I love. I mean, 7,000 of them. The big takeaway is to look for a new variety because this is the time of year.
Okay. Mm. So you're saying I shouldn't stick to my buy jazz apples all the time. Okay, I got that
sure.
message. So let's start with your recipes, apple pancakes.
Yes, this is a favorite, and I would eat this for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. This is a buttermilk almond pancake. You use ground almond flour. Buttermilk keeps it moist and tangy. And the pancakes are made and topped with maple-glazed apple slices. So you put the pancake batter in the skillet. You top a few of these apple slices on, let it cook till it's bubbly, flip it over, and you get this wonderful apple maple essence. And then, of course, maple syrup on the side does not help, not hurt at all.
Well, and I love, what I love about apples is that you can add them to just about anything and they give it a little touch of sweet. And so I know you've got an apple slaw recipe.
Yes.
I love to put apples with blue cheese in a salad, you know, apples in anything, apples in stuffing. So apple and slaw.
Apple and slaw. This recipe happened unexpectedly. I had a small white cabbage. I had a whole bunch of beautiful apples. Again, I very thinly shredded the cabbage. I added apples in little sticks and maple. Maple and apples just go so well. I glazed some walnuts in maple syrup. So you have the cabbage, you have the apples, you have this beautiful sweet gooey walnuts. But the dressing is so interesting because it uses apples in many ways. Apple cider vinegar, apple cider, and then there's the apples in the slaw. It's crunchy, it's fresh, it's so bright. It's a wonderful fall salad.
And we know apple cider vinegar is so good for you. Okay.
Yes.
Noted.
Absolutely loving this. Now, the next one I'm excited about because I'm going to put a shout out here to the Aussies in the house who love their ginger snaps because, Kathy, you know Aussies get ginger snaps right. And you have a cake recipe that uses ginger snaps.
I do. This was another funny thing. You know, sometimes recipes happen in a funny way. I wanted to make a cake. I didn't want to go to the grocery store. I had picked a beautiful bag of apples from a friend's orchard. I had sour cream. I had the eggs, the flour, but I had a bag of ginger snap cookies. So I made this very simple, and I mean it. It happens in 15 minutes, a batter with apples and sour cream and spices. And then I ground up the ginger snaps, little bit of melted butter, some ginger and cinnamon as a topping. So it's got this crunchy, snappy ginger flavor on top of a very moist sour cream coffee cake.
Oh, how wonderful. But I just have to ask Deepa, what you have people from Australia in your house? People have asked me, where is Deepa from? And they eat ginger snaps.
We do. We have them. I'm going to do what Kathy just did because we bring them back. We traffic in ginger snaps.
Very cool.
This is news.
Yeah, who knew? Kathy, buying and storing apples, just some last tips here.
Very simple. Look for apples that are crisp, not soft. They should be very heavy in your hand and a good fresh scent. And you want to store them in the refrigerator or a cool, dry spot. I also want to urge people, get an apple this time of year. Close your eyes. Take a bite. Notice the crunch, the juice, the sweetness, the sour, the floral. It's just, they're brilliant right now. They're just everything you want in fruit.
And they come in waves.
Kathy, why does it matter if they're heavy? Real quick.
It just shows that they're very fresh and they're full of juice.
Oh, who knew? Okay. We've been talking apples and a little grandchildren with Here and Now resident chef and new grandma, Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of her apple recipes at hereandnow.org. Got a lucky little granddaughter there, Lily.
Thank you.
Kathy, thank you.
Thanks so much.